Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is Ezekiel 20, the verses 18 to 20. I said to their children in the wilderness, "Do not follow the statutes of your parents, or keep their laws, or defile yourselves with their idols. I am the Lord your God. Follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. Keep my Sabbaths holy, that there may be a sign between us. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God." Dear friends, in these verses, God reminds the Israelites through the prophet Ezekiel. He reminds them of the importance of breaking negative cycles. The Lord does not want the children to repeat the mistakes of their forefathers. Instead, he calls them to a relationship marked by obedience and honor. I remember one of my schoolmates in womb. I will call him Tom. Tom grew up in a family that did not prioritize faith or morality. Generations in his family had struggled with addiction and deceit, and some of his brothers were notorious criminals in the town. But Tom, having seen the pain it brought to his family, decided he didn't want to continue in that path. With strength from above, he started attending church with us and leaned on a community of believers who helped him build a new foundation for his life. He broke the chain of generational struggles and built a legacy of faith and trust in God for his children and his grandchildren. Today, Tom is a hugely successful man, and his family is a treasure to behold. Just as Tom decided to take a stand and not walk in the footsteps of his predecessors when it came to faith, God is urging us to honor him and to set a new standard for the generations to come. Would you reflect with me on these two questions? Firstly, are there negative patterns or behaviors in our lives that we have inherited from previous generations that God is calling us to break? Maybe your family is known for something sinister or dubious, a bad reputation. Can you find ways by the help of God to break that tradition? Secondly, how can we ensure that our actions today pave the way for future generations to walk more closely with God? Think of better ways of serving God and making it count through your own actions. In doing so, others will easily come to Christ through the message that your character preaches. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts open to your teaching. Thank you for your word. Help us recognize the patterns in our lives that keep us from fully following you. Give us the strength to break free from the chains of our past and the wisdom to pave a righteous path for the future generations. May our lives be a testament to your unfailing love and mercy. Guide us to honor your decrees and to keep your Sabbath holy. In the strong but gentle name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen.